listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
God bless you. Welcome to the Voice of Victory program with pastor, evangelist, and Bible teacher, Delfino Garcia, Jr. Stay tuned to receive God's blessing through His Word.
I surrender, Lord. I surrender, Lord. I surrender my all to You. I surrender, Lord. I surrender, Lord. I surrender my all to You. Come and change my life. Come and change my heart. I surrender my
praise God. Welcome to the Voice of Victory program again, and we give God honor and glory for allowing us to be here one more time, hallelujah, to preach the good news of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Oh, praise God, hallelujah. It's just an awesome day, amen. On our way down here, praise God, I look around and I just admire the beauty that our Heavenly Father has made for you and for me. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Today, hallelujah, we're going to be sharing, if I have time, hallelujah, from two books of the Bible. The first one I want to talk about or preach on is going to be in the Old Testament, Numbers. And I'm going to be teaching on one of the verses that I love to say, hallelujah, almost everywhere I go to preach, hallelujah, and here on the radio, amen. And we're going to find it in the book of Numbers. If you have your Bible with you, open it to the book of Numbers. It's in the Old Testament, amen. Chapter 23, amen. And we're going to read, hallelujah, what God, hallelujah, says about Himself to us, amen. But let me say this to you, hallelujah, this morning. Do you know that we all of us, every single one of us, we were born to be blessed, amen? We were born to be blessed, hallelujah, and that's the way God intended it to be. Praise God, but we have an enemy out there that is trying to destroy, hallelujah, our happiness, if you want to say it in that way, hallelujah. He wants to destroy our happiness, hallelujah, our joy. He wants to kill, steal, and destroy. But here's what God has to say about stuff that He does, amen? What He says about our adversary, our adversary, the devil, has been defeated already. I'm trying to put a lot into these 15 or 20 minutes, praise God. And, he has been defeated. Jesus defeated him on the cross of Calvary, hallelujah, making you and me free, if we accept it, hallelujah, of every disease, every sickness, poverty, all of these things that he has conjured up, perverted, whatever. Hallelujah. God has made us free of all that if we choose to believe His word. Amen. If you and I choose to believe His word, guess what? We're going to have a better life. And I'm going to read a few scriptures. Hallelujah. And like I said, first I'm going to start in the Old Testament, Numbers 23. And I'm going to show you, hallelujah, what the Word of God says about what He says. Amen? Hallelujah. But before I do, let me pray, because once I start, I'm going to keep going through. But we will open our lines. If you need prayer, we'll be here to pray with you. Hallelujah. And believe me, hallelujah, when I say that God promises, hallelujah, to give you a better life, to heal, to bless, to just give you the victory day in and day out. Hallelujah. And that's a promise that he has made. And if you have your Bible, well, let me pray. Heavenly Father, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, I thank and I praise you for your word. Father, I thank you for allowing me to be here preaching your word, hallelujah. And Lord, I give you honor and I give you glory beforehand, Lord, hallelujah, for all the blessings, all the victories, hallelujah, that you have provided for us in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen, hallelujah. You know, there's a scripture in the Bible, and I want to share it with you, hallelujah, this morning. And you know, Satan wants to destroy you. We all have to acknowledge that. We all have to, you know, engrave that into our heart and our brain that Satan is out there to destroy you. And because you are in the image of God, you are in the likeness of God. And when God made man, real quickly, I want to share this with you. He did not make Adam sick with any kind of sickness, disease. Adam, I mean, was the most richest person in the world. I mean, everything belonged to him because God said, I give you the power to be, you know, to be over or subdue the entire earth. Hallelujah. Well, God was telling him, I give you the authority to do what you want here on earth. Hallelujah. And of course, Adam betrayed God, you know, in praise God by turning the world to Satan. Amen. But look, Satan wants to curse you. Satan wants to kill you. Satan wants to destroy you. But I have a scripture here that says, hallelujah, and this is one of my favorite scriptures. And here we find Satan fighting against Jacob. Amen. The son of God, or a servant of God, or a child of God, however you want to say it. But when God spoke to his prophet, he told him, say this to the king. Hallelujah. He said, God is not, oh, praise God, listen to this carefully. Oh, glory be to God. I mean, I get excited just by reading. Amen. Hallelujah. And the word of God says in the name of the Father and the Holy Ghost, oh, man, listen to this. He says, God is not a man that he should lie. Amen. Neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath God not said it, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall be, and he not make it good? This is the scripture that I always use when I say that if God said it, you know, he's gonna do it. God promises he's gonna bring it to pass. He's gonna and farther down he says, hallelujah, behold, and that's Numbers 23:19, the one I just read, and now 20 says, behold, I have received commandment to bless. This is the prophet telling the king, the Lord told me to bless Jacob, and there is nothing, praise God, O king, you can do, because I cannot reverse the blessing of God. Amen. And that's what he's saying here. He said, behold, I have received commandment to bless, and he hath blessed, and I cannot reverse it. Let me stop right there, hallelujah. You've heard me say in the past that God has, you know, has blessed us beyond our imagination. It's up to you and to me, hallelujah, to accept those blessings, those healings, hallelujah. But the point that I want to make today is God has promised. God doesn't take his promises back. They're still out there for you, hallelujah. You might not receive it today, but maybe you want to receive it tomorrow. But our God is a now God. Faith is now, amen. Hope is tomorrow. So, I mean, God cannot answer hope, but he can answer faith. Hallelujah. And when you turn your hope into faith, hallelujah, God will move immediately, this very instant. Amen. And the prophet was telling the king here, hallelujah, that God blessed Jacob. And there was nothing he could do to reverse that. Because when God speaks, hallelujah, God's word is final. Amen. And even if we don't receive him, hallelujah, even if we don't believe, hallelujah, I praise the Lord that God can heal or God can bless. It's still a fact, it's still true that God wants to bless you and wants to bless me. Amen. We were born to be blessed. Hallelujah. And that is awesome. That's an awesome statement. Hallelujah. And you can say, well, I was born to be blessed. Of course you were. Believe the word of God, accept him, hallelujah, at his word. Take it to the bank, hallelujah, and start telling the lying devil, you know what? Take your dirty hands off of my pocketbook. Take your dirty hands off of my bank account. Take your hands off of my marriage. Take your dirty hands off of my children. Take your hands and get out of my body. You don't have no part with me. You cannot touch me. Hallelujah. Praise, or you cannot bring me down. You can say all of this because that's what the Word of God says that we can do. Amen? God is not a man that he's going to lie to you. If the Word of God says, if God says that there's healing for you, believe it. I mean, believe what he says. Believe the promises that he made to you and to me and to everyone. Hallelujah. You know what? Praise God. A lot of people go around, saying, well, you know what? And I've seen this on cars. I've seen this on people's bodies. Hallelujah. I've seen, I don't even know how to call it, in people tattoos, in cars, logos or stickers that says, I was born to lose. Well, if they, you know, I don't know if you ever seen something like that, two dice, you know, hitting each other, like coming apart, and he says, I was born to lose. Well, with that attitude, hallelujah, of course, you're going to be, losing all the time. But that's not what God meant for us. God meant for us to be winners, amen? For us to always have the victory, no matter what. Now, this is what it's saying in the book of Numbers in the Old Testament. If God said it, he's not going to take his word back. He says, I want to bless Pastor Delfino. And I'm using myself, because I don't want nobody to get their feathers ruffled. But he said, I want to bless Pastor Delfino, and that's it. All Satan can do, like I said before, stand on the sidelines watching me get blessed and watching you get blessed too. Amen? There is nothing that Satan can keep on you that you do not want on you. Amen? He cannot keep sickness on you, diseases. He cannot keep that state of poverty in your life. You will increase. You will prevail. You will, hallelujah, increase. You will prosper in health, in wealth, and whatever else, your relationship with your mom, your dad, your brother, your sister, your children, whatever. Hallelujah. You will prosper. Now, God is saying, I have said this, and I am, hallelujah, all truth. I am, praise God, hallelujah, almighty. And whatever God says goes, amen? No matter if we like it or not, whatever he says goes, amen? And it is awesome to know that we have this kind of Father, amen? That he's willing, it's there. The healing is there already for you. Your blessing is there already for you. Your miracle is already there for you. It has been provided in the cross of Calvary by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He paid the price. He paid the penalty, hallelujah, praise God, so that you and I could have a great life on planet Earth. I know some of you might be saying, brother, get real, man. Economy's going down. If you believe God's word, you can put a stop to a lot of things. You can take control of your life. You can take control of your children's life. You can take control of your marriage, hallelujah. You can take control with the word of God. You have to confess it all the time, amen? Now, I have my Bible open to 2 Corinthians in the New Testament, 2 Corinthians chapter, praise God, 1, amen? And I'm going to read a couple of verses, hallelujah, and I've read this before in the past, but it's so important for us to really, really allow this word to penetrate into our spirit or our heart, amen, and engrave it there, hallelujah. So every time sickness wants to touch your body, you tell the lying devil, you eyeball him and say, you know what? You have no part with me. If you're having financial difficulties, you eyeball the lying devil and say, you know what? You take your hands off of my, my economic status, whatever, however you want to call it, and you cannot, hallelujah, praise God, manhandle me. For the Lord says that if I'm poor, say that I am rich, and you start confessing, I am rich, hallelujah, I am rich, praise God, hallelujah. Or, if you're weak, don't say, I am strong. If you're going through a difficult time and you feel weak, faint, hallelujah, you start, that's what the word of God says. Let the weak say, I am strong. I am strong in the word of God because he's provided every need of my life, hallelujah, health-wise, you know, financially, whatever, he has provided. Now, look what he says in the New Testament about this. Hallelujah. First, he says, I am not a man. This is what God's saying. I am not a man that I should lie, nor a son of man that I should repent of what I said or repent of my promises. And that's what the prophet of God was telling Balak, the king. He said, God has decided to bless Jacob, and there is nothing I can do but stand on the side, hallelujah, watching me blessed by our Heavenly Father. You know, Daddy is an awesome father, hallelujah. My daddy is an awesome father, hallelujah. He has provided for me, hallelujah, everything, every need. Now, let me read in the New Testament. And 2 Corinthians chapter 1, hallelujah, verse. I'm going to start with verse. Let me see. Oh, there's so many. I'm going to start with verse 20. It says, for all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him amen. That is backing up what he said in the Old Testament, hallelujah. All the promises that God has made are yea in him, here's what they're saying. All the promises are yes, yes. You can never, ever go to God and pray and say, Father, I need a financial breakthrough. I need my marriage to be restored. I need to take control of my children. They're going wild here. They're doing things they're not supposed to. And all of this. And the Word of God says that he has promised you that in according to his will and his word, you can take control of this. I mean, are you listening to me? He said, if you need a financial breakthrough, start confessing the word of God. Don't go around telling there, you know, praising, thinking, because you're confessing what Satan wants you to confess. Oh, I'm in trouble. I don't have no money. I don't have a job or whatever. No, don't start complaining about it. You start saying, I thank you, God, for the job that you have provided for me. I thank you. 2 days go by, you still don't have a job. You still keep thanking him, hallelujah. You still praising him, hallelujah. Father, I thank you. I thank you for my job. I thank you for my healing. I thank you. You go, you know, and 2 days later, you still feel sick. It doesn't matter. Keep confessing, hallelujah. I am healed by the stripes of Jesus. I am healed. Are you listening to me? Don't give up. You know Satan's not going to take you laying down. He's going to fight you back. But guess what? He is fighting a lost battle. I don't know about you guys, but I get excited, hallelujah, when I start, you know, rebuking Satan, start to resist him and everything, hallelujah. And I tell him right to his face, you know what? You lost. Have we ever read the end of the Bible where he says we are the champions, hallelujah? We know the outcome. Satan has lost. He is a fallen foe, and he has no power. He has nothing to come against you. He'll try, but because of your confession, that's the legal legal right to come and put disease on you, sickness or poverty or you know whatever. No, you can put a stop to it right now, brother and sister. There's nothing that he has over you. And you might say, me too? Yes. If you believe what I just preached, which is the word of God, the word of God says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And we just read in verse 20 here, for all the promises of God, all. He doesn't say half of them. He doesn't say three quarter or a quarter or 7/8 or 5, however you want to dice it up. He says, for all the promises of God, in him are yes. In other words, you can never ever go to God and ask him for something and he will say, no, I cannot give it to you. No, you don't deserve it. No, brother, you let that faith arise inside of you. Let your faith come alive. And the word of God says that God will move in your behalf. You remember when Jesus healed all these people, he said, your faith has healed you. He never said, I heal you. Or he never ran around jumping up and down saying, I'm the healer, whatever. No, we say he's the healer because he died on the cross of Calvary for you. But what he did say, almost every time he would heal somebody, he said, your faith has healed you. So this morning, your faith even just by lifting up the telephone and calling us and agreeing with us in prayer. We join our faith together, and I can guarantee you, I promise you, that God will move in your behalf. Amen. Well, I see my time's running out here. I want to give you our phone number. Feel free to call. Don't let Satan deceive you anymore. Don't let him say to you, well, don't call. You don't have to call. I mean, it doesn't work, because that's the opportunity that he's waiting for so he can stop you from calling. Amen. Do not let him stop you from calling. If there's a need in your life, call. We'll pray, and I can guarantee and promise you that God will move in your behalf. You can take that to the bank, all right? Just don't waver. Don't waver, hallelujah, for nothing in the world. You just face that, eyeball the line devil and tell him, you know what? Get out of my life in the name of Jesus. And every time, the Word of God says, every time we use the name of Jesus, things happen, because Jesus has given us the authority to use his name to strike down that lying devil. Amen. You can call me at 221-1100 here in the area. If you're calling outside the calling area, you can call us at 1-888-221-8990. But do it now. Don't wait. Because that's all, hallelujah, that's the opportunity that Satan's waiting to, you know, to stop you from receiving, hallelujah, praise God, your blessing, your healing, or your financial breakthrough that you need, hallelujah. And believe me, he will not take it laying down. He will try his best to convince you not to call, amen, praise God. And don't let him rob you. Don't let him steal from you. We got our lines, and now if we can get to you quick enough, just stay on there, okay? Praise God. We'll try to get to you as soon as possible in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Good morning. God bless you.
Good morning, brother. How are you?
I am doing terrific, brother. I'm blessed. Yes, brother.
First, I wanted to share something real quick.
Okay.
I couldn't help but think about what you're talking about as I'm cleaning up my fishing tackle this morning in the garage. But something you said really resonated. About God would not God doesn't repent of his blessings. And what I thought about was like the law of gravity, you know, when it's in motion, it doesn't stop. And then came to me was, he's the Alpha and the Omega.
Omega, yes.
And it just hit me what you're talking about, like a ton of bricks.
Praise God. Well, thank you for the, you know, that God revealed that to you, brother. And thank you. Uh-huh.
And also, brother?
Yes.
Yes, I'd like to pray for... my granddaughter, and her name is Emily.
Uh-huh.
She's sick with congestion in her lungs.
All right. We're going to ask...
Also my granddaughter, Lauren, too, for her safety.
Okay, brother, we're going to pray. And you know that God is not a liar. He promised he'd protect them and heal, and that's what he's going to do. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, right now in the mighty name of Jesus, I agree with my brother. Father, stretch forth your miracle-working hand and heal his granddaughter, Father, Emily, and also for protection for Lauren, Father. I thank and I praise you, Father, and I call it done in the name of Jesus. Again, Father, by faith, we declare them in victory for the honor and the glory of your name. And we thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise amen. God. Brother, amen. All we got to do now is thank God. Amen.
Thank you, God. Praise bless you all.
Thank you, brother. God bless you. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. And brother, like I say, call us and don't hang up on us, okay? Good morning. God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor. Thank you so much for being there. I just want to give my praise to the Lord because I've called you.
Amen.
And God is just doing, he's just sending forth his healing, and he hears every prayer.
Yes.
And you help me pray about an issue for my son getting into his school and also for health of his Crohn's.
Yes,
and,
yes.
He got into his school, which was a miracle.
Yes.
And I just believe God's healing him. He's doing so much better. And the world, when they hear that word, they'd be all scared
right.
of the disorder.
Mm.
But I'm just trusting the Lord to heal him.
Amen.
And anything else you want to say about trusting God for healing? And the other issue is I still need to trust the Lord that I will... find employment. I had a second interview. The first interview went very well, but then I started to get discouraged the second interview, but I'm just just keep trying and trusting God to provide.
Amen. Give me your first name, sister.
Thank you, Kelly.
Kelly. All right. Listen to me. Not only are you going to get a job, but you're going to get the job that you so desire, because sister, just call him back. Amen. And give it a praise report. That brings glory to God. Amen. So let us pray. Heavenly Father, right now in the mighty name of Jesus, I thank and I praise you for blessing Kelly, Lord, beyond her imagination and healing her son totally, Father, for the honor and the glory of your name, Father. We give you honor and we give you glory and we thank you and we praise you for that. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Sister Kelly, you just start praising God, hallelujah, and giving him glory. And you know what? That's what God wants to hear a lot of times. Also, the testimonies, the victories, hallelujah, that we have over Satan in the name of Jesus. We got about 2 minutes left. There's still time for you to call. Amen. And like I say, don't allow the slew foot, hallelujah, to take advantage, hallelujah, to jump, hallelujah, and take advantage of you, you know, hesitating to call us. No, you can call us 221-1100, hallelujah, here in the area, hallelujah, and outside the area, calling area, 1-888-221-8990. Amen. And you know, I've said this before on the radio, and I'll say it again. Your mind, everybody, including mine, all right? Because we're all human beings, hallelujah. That is the only place Satan will attack you, hallelujah. As far as, you know, making you doubt the word of God, make unbelief come into your heart, and all of these things, hallelujah. And the word of God tells us, your mind is where Satan tries to rule, amen? Okay, we got about a minute left, hallelujah, and there's still time for you to call us, amen? And we want to thank all of you for those great praise reports, hallelujah. And if we do start going off the air, you can hang on there, hallelujah. Don't hang up, I'll get right to you, amen? But we thank God and we exalt him for being so great, amen, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, we're going to go off the air. Amen. You that are on the line, don't hang up. I'll be right with you. Hallelujah. But always remember that God is not a man that he's going to lie to you. Amen. And he's not going to repent. Hallelujah. So you just take that to the bank. God will not lie to me. He will not take his promises back. No, he is God. He's not a man. Amen. Oh, praise God. I'm telling you, I love this scripture because it's telling me that God is God, no matter what. Well, we got about 5 seconds left. Hallelujah. Stay on the line and I'll get right to you, okay? Amen.
Thank you for listening to the Voice of Victory program. If you need prayer and live in Pahokee or the surrounding area, call 561-924-2564. If you live outside the calling area, call 1-800-484-8994. When the operator comes on and says, to complete your call, enter the 4-digit security code, please enter 2192. Or you may write to Delfina Garcia Jr. Ministries at P.O. Box 177, Pahokee, Florida 33476. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
Grace Women's Healthcare, a Christian-based OBGYN practice serving St. Lucie County for 5 years, strives to provide excellent OBGYN care to women in a supportive environment. Board certified Dr. Carl Zollicoffer, along with nurse practitioner Denise Joseph, are available to serve you at 772-429-3400. Grace Women's Healthcare, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, available at 772-429-3400.
Tune in every Sunday morning at 8 a.m. for The Journey Home. Hear real-life testimonies of many who are drawn to the Catholic faith. Pastors, preachers, the unchurched, fallen away Catholics and Christians from various denominations give testimony to their journey home. That's Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. on WCNO. Tune in and be inspired.